First of all, I'll tell you everyone's name so you're clear who it is. My name's Steve and I'm a policeman and I work here at Barnet Police Station. This lady here, her name's Cleo.
Cleo and Steve.
Cleo and Steve.
Jean-Clement.
I know, I haven't met Jean-Clement, but we do similar jobs, but he works in a different part of London, doesn't he? I think he works...
Somewhere else.
I've never met him, but he does work. He is a policeman.
Yes, he's a sergeant.
He's a police sergeant,
yeah,
is
yes.
he? Oh, okay. And Cleo's a police lady, and her job is the controller today, and that means she controls everything that's going on there, making sure it's all working. Okay, and if you see, she had a pen and paper, and she might make some notes because she might want to ask something at the end. Do you want a pen?
No.
And then from then, we'll talk. So that leaves one other person here, and that's you. Can I just ask you to say your full name, please? What's your first name?
Elisa.
Elisa.
Well, my real name is Grace.
Grace.
But my name that my name is Elisa Gareva Dearman, but my second name is Grace, as I said.
So, Alicia Grace Gareva Dearman. Okay, so four names you've got.
Yes.
Okay, so, and have you got a middle name? Is Grace your middle name?
Yes.
And no other names?
No, it's Grace.
Okay, perfect. So, Alicia Grace Gareva Dearman.
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you, Alicia?
I'm 9 years old right now.
Yeah. And so do you prefer to be called Alicia or Grace? What one?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Because I'm used to being called Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia, okay.
I've been called Grace.
No? Okay. So what I'd like to do is just go through some of the rules and just explain today's date. It's 10:30 in the evening and it's the 5th of September. And as I said, we're here at Barnet, and what we're going to talk about, I wasn't there. So because I wasn't there, I need you to explain in as much detail everything you can remember, okay? So just really think about everything that you can remember and tell me about it, okay? If I ask you something, you don't understand what I'm saying, tell me, yeah? And I'll look at a different way, okay? And that goes the other way. If you say something and I'm not really sure what you mean, I might ask you to say it again, or I might ask the question in a different way. Yeah, I might say, well, what does that mean? Or what can you tell me? And so that's that one, really. If I ask you a question and you don't know the answer, that's fine. Just tell me you don't know, okay? And that's because I want you to tell everything the truth, okay? I don't want you to guess. If you don't know, just tell me, okay? And that leads to the next thing. We must tell the truth, and that's you and me. So if I ask you something, you've got to tell me the truth, and if you ask me something, I'll tell you the truth. Should we agree that, shall we? Yeah? What I want to do is just make sure you understand the difference between truth and a lie. Okay? Had this paper.
Truth is, and go also, on. It's just opposite.
Truth is what?
Truth is opposite.
Opposite to what?
Well, lie is opposite truth.
Lie is opposite to the truth. So, what? If I tell you this, if I've drawn this picture here, this is on Cleo's paper. She sees this picture.
Yes.
And she says, who drawn that? I said, yes, it was me that drew it. I'm sorry. Would that be the truth or a lie?
That would be truth.
That would be the truth. So what would have been a lie?
No, I did not draw it, or somebody else, I don't know who.
That would be a lie, yes. So why do sometimes people tell the truth? Tell the lie. Why do sometimes people tell a lie?
So because maybe sometimes they do. Maybe it's personal, I don't know.
What do you mean?
So maybe, like, if, I don't know, why would they say a lie?
Yeah, why would they
maybe
say a lie?
Maybe they don't want you to know about that.
Yeah, sometimes they don't want to tell you about it, yeah.
Maybe they don't want to be in trouble, they don't want anyone to be in trouble.
That's also a good reason, that sometimes people lie, that's true, that people don't want to get in trouble. And in here, you won't get in trouble, okay? As long as you tell the truth, you will not get in trouble for anything you've said or done, okay? As long as you tell us now. Okay? And I promise that. And I say, I've got to tell the truth as well. And from that, I need to say that includes if you use rude words or things like that. In here, you're allowed to use those rude words, okay? Your mummy knows what we're going to be talking about and knows that you're here. And she won't tell you off if you need to use those sort of words. I'd rather you use those rude words to tell me exactly what happened than try and make it polite and you miss out things that have happened.
So I don't understand.
Well, say for example, me and Cleo were having a conversation and you heard Cleo swear.
Yes.
Right? Do you understand that bit?
Yeah.
So me and her talking, Cleo swore while she was talking to me. She said a rude word. And then I say to you, did you hear what Cleo said? And I say, tell me what Cleo said. I'd rather you tell me everything, including the swear words.
Cleo said,
this camera's shit. Say she said that. And I say to you, what did Cleo say? I don't want you to say, oh, Cleo said the camera's rubbish. I want you to say, Cleo said the camera was shit. Do you see?
Yes, so don't try and make it polite.
Yes. Say exactly. Is that clear?
Yes, I should say what exactly.
Exactly. Perfect. Well done. Thank you. So you've come here with your mum, and do you live with your mum, do you?
Yeah, I live with her.
And who else do you live with?
Well, that's just my mum I live with. Only my mum.
No one else?
Nope.
No other family in your house?
I live with my dad, no.
What about brothers?
No, I live with my brother Gabriel.
So it's you, Gabriel, your mum?
Yes, and we're three.
Three of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And my big brother James, he sometimes comes.
Okay, and who's James?
James is just my big brother, but he's not really like... He knows about this, but he doesn't really like doing it.
What do you mean?
So my big brother James.
Yeah, James. How old is James?
He's about 17, but he's not really included because he doesn't really live with us.
Okay, so he
lives with his dad, his like other dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't live with us, but he comes to visit us on Saturdays.
Oh, I see. So is he your half a brother? Is he?
He is my brother.
Right.
So it's just that his dad is married to so my mum married two men.
Yeah.
So first is when my big brother was born.
Yeah.
And after she broke up with, his name is Will.
Yeah.
He broke up with him.
Yeah.
And after him, she didn't marry, but she loved Ricky, which is my dad.
Yeah.
So then we were born. So then she broke up.
So your dad is Ricky. James's dad is Will.
Will Draper, and my mum's name is Ella Draper.
But you and James both have the same mum, who's Ella, yeah?
Yes.
Understand. And what about Gabriel?
Gabriel, yes, he's my brother, yes.
And is he the son of Will, or is he the son of Ricky?
Son of Ricky. Me and Gabriel are the daughter and son of Ricky, and James is son of Will.
Perfect. So you live with your mum?
Yes.
And do you ever get to see your dad, do you?
My dad, Ricky.
Ricky, do you ever get to see him?
Every two Saturdays, but actually, in fact, he lies to my mum, and he says that he just sees us every two Saturdays.
And do you see him every two Saturdays?
Orders.
Okay, so you see him every two Saturdays?
Nope, we see him every single day.
Every single day, and how do you do that?
He comes to our school.
Oh, does he? And what does he do at the school?
He does sex to us. He kills babies there.
Right.
We eat babies. We drink their blood.
Okay.
Because this is how we do it. So, like, on Wednesdays is the most special, busiest day, special day.
Okay. We'll take it a little bit by a little bit. So, you say your dad comes to your school every day.
Yes.
What does that mean, he comes to your school every day?
So that means he comes, like, whenever we have school on Saturdays, he comes and sees us there.
Whereabouts does he come and see you?
My school, Christchurch Primary School.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's where the area we live next to, yeah. Christchurch Primary School.
Yeah.
Because we live in 5 Patterson Road, and then after, he comes to our school.
Okay. So who drops you off at school in the morning?
My mum.
So you get dropped off at school?
Yes.
When you get dropped off at school, what do you do then?
So then they check if the coast is clear, if my mum's not there or anything around the area.
Okay.
So they go, Mr. Morris, the caretaker.
Yeah.
He goes around the school areas and checks if my mum is there or anything, like if the coast is clear.
Right.
And after they call my dad and say that everything's all right, my mum is not there, it's very clear.
How do you know that?
Because they got the number of my dad.
And how do you know that?
Because I heard them talking to my dad. That was exactly my own dad's voice. Exactly.
So where were you when you heard this caretaker speaking to your dad?
Staff room.
Why were you in the staff room?
Because that's where they do sex to me.
So you've got to school.
Yes.
You've got to school. How did you get to school?
So we just go and buy a car though.
So you go by car.
Yes.
With your mum.
Yes.
Get to the school.
Yes.
So you get out of the car.
Yes.
And where'd you go first of all?
So then, so this is where we park, and there's this little path. You go upstairs and then there's a little path, and then here's our school.
Yes.
So then you just walk in, but that's where the infants are. We have to go further along, and that's where the junior, because I'm in junior. So then when you go in the junior, there's downstairs, and then there's a big playground, and then there's this office and the whole school there.
So you go into the school, in the infants part,
yes.
And you walk around to the primary
school. Yes,
part.
And then at the front, when you just come in the room,
okay.
There's this office just at the front. There's a door going in the hallway where we do assembly.
Yeah.
And on the right, no, on the left, you go in and there's this, the headmistress office there.
Okay.
And then the staff toilet, and it's just this, like, where the teachers go and do the typing and work.
Yeah.
And there's upstairs, there's year 4 and year 5.
Yeah.
And after, just like, I'm in year 4, so in year 4, there's just there, and then year 5 is there, on that side.
Okay.
And the staff room is just at the front of us.
Okay.
So just walk in the staff room, and then there's this kitchen, and then there's a sofa, and that's where we do sex.
So why do you go in there first of all? Why don't you just go to class?
We'd go to class sometimes too, yes.
Right,
so
you go to class.
Yes.
Okay, and then what happens when you get
and
to
then
class?
And then they got this, in my classroom, they got this little door at the back. Right at the back of the classroom, they've got a little door, and it's just a little tiny little room. It's all stuffed with sweets, prizes, especially to pay the children with sweets to do sex to them.
Right.
Yeah, so they give sweets as much as they like.
Yeah.
So they give sweets so till they're like full, they're done. So they, because while they eat the sweets, they do sex to them. So they pay them sweets, and after they do what they want them to do.
Okay.
Because
what children? What children?
So there's children from our school, 200 children in our school, but it's not like all.
Okay.
There's 20 special children.
Who are these 20 special children?
There's Millie. She's a brown girl.
Millie who?
Millie Cowell.
Millie Cowell.
Yes.
Okay. So how do you know she's one of the 20 special children?
Because she comes and they do sex to her, mostly.
Who's they? Who's they?
The teachers, the parents, the staff.
Every single teacher or specific teachers?
No, every single. The whole school does it. The whole school, and we've got our own church too, because after, as I said, we kill babies, we drink their blood, we eat them.
Okay.
But then after, so the social services who are in it, they go to families, so the families can't afford, so they get a baby but they can't look after it, or anything, they can't buy food, or they can't buy clothes, they can't look after it. to the sell the families who sell their children.
Yeah.
To the social services, get them. They say they get them to a foster home, but they don't. They get the babies or the children, and then they get Miss Marden,
yeah,
our nurse in our school. She injects the child or baby. In the neck, just here though.
Right. Okay. And how do you know that?
Because I saw her doing it. I saw her doing it.
How did you see her doing it?
Because I saw her in the staff room. She was getting this. So she got this injection, and she done. So the baby was there. It was just sitting on the table.
Right.
And I was just laughing there. And after she just injected her, and it was just like it was slowly went to sleep. But not like, not just like a thud, not like just fell straight away. They put, because it looked like it was slowly moving down like that.
Right.
Yeah, so
okay.
Then after.
So they've gone to sleep.
Yes, and then after they get put on this bit, get the baby, they hang it upside down.
And how's they hang
upside
down?
With the string.
From where?
On the wall, because there's this little is a screw, and as they put a string, it's like a circle string,
yeah,
tie it to the legs, hang it upside down, and then they get the knife they use for cutting the baby's head off. So you know this big ones, like this big Chinese ones,
yeah,
which you chop up coconut and stuff.
Right.
Yes, they get cleavers, aren't they? No.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called.
You've described it well enough.
Yes.
Okay.
So then because our dad, he forces me and Gabriel to do it. But because we can't, we're not strong enough to cut the baby's head off, he has us to hold the knife, and he puts his hand at the top of our hand, and he helps us to cut the baby's head off. Because he's learning, he's teaching me and Gabriel, so when we're older, to do it to our own children and do this kind of stuff to our own children.
Where is it that happens?
The church, the kitchen in our church.
The kitchen in the church.
Yes, they've got.
So,
yes.
Right, this string. Tell me about this string.
So it's just like, it's not just like just a thin normal string. It's a bit thick. It's like maybe that thick.
Okay.
And they tie around,
okay,
like in a circle.
Right.
Hang it up on
a. Where do they tie it to on the baby?
So it's like on legs. So they put the legs together, tie it on.
Yeah.
And so it's like one string around, and then one string attached.
Yeah.
And it's hanging upside down. Yeah. They get the knife, but they don't just cut it off absolutely. It's still on. So it's like the head off, but it's still hanging on.
Okay.
Yes, and then there's a big white bowl on the floor, and the blood drips in, and then pour it in a big silver goblet.
Okay, so where's this white bowl? Where did they get the white bowl from?
They bought the big white bowl.
From where?
From there's an any shop, any white.
And where did they get the bowl from this time?
Any shop, like this. So, you know,
But you obviously didn't see them get the bowl.
No, I don't know. I don't know what shop, but I think they went to this, what is it called, in next to Brent Cross.
Okay.
It's near Brent Cross.
And where is it kept at the...
In a cupboard.
What cupboard?
There's just like a normal cupboard, so it's like near like a cupboard, like a kitchen cupboard.
Right, okay. So and where is this kitchen cupboard?
There's a kitchen in the church and in the school.
Right, there's a kitchen,
yes.
I've got it, this kitchen.
Yes.
So in the kitchen,
yes.
Baby's hanging up.
Yes.
And you said that there's a white bowl,
yes.
And it's kept in a
yes.
cupboard. So what cupboard is it kept in?
It's just a wooden cupboard, so it's like...
Okay. So if I was to go in the kitchen, how would I find it? Tell me how I can find
it. So it's like, it's not as big as this room. It's much bigger. Much bigger.
Right.
So it's just like maybe just around on this wall, just around here, there's this little cupboard.
Right.
It's not little, it's kind of medium size.
Right, there's a medium cupboard. So where's the door?
The door is a bit like that,
So if the door's over there,
yes.
Then you said the cupboard would be in the other corner.
Yes.
Have I got that right?
Yes.
Okay, and is the cupboard up in the top or down on the bottom?
No, it's at the top, like in the middle, like that, yes.
And you said wooden. What colour wooden?
Just normal brown wood.
Okay, and there are any other cupboards around it?
Yes, there is some other cupboards like around the walls. So, you know, like, so lots and lots and lots. So it's just a few.
If I come in, how can I go to that cupboard without making any mistake with the one or the other
cupboards? So, like, if you come in a room, here's just the sink, and here's this big table, and instead there's this, as I said, a cupboard.
Okay.
So you see this frame, and it says Wish? Yeah. It's like a bit bigger than that size, and it's just that a bit that colour of wood, a bit brown, and then it's just this cupboard, and it just got the normal handles, and then just like there's just wooden handles.
Okay.
So then you have to open, and there's this white bowl and a silver goblet, the things that we use, the plates that we use to eat the baby on, yes. So and they tell me and Gabriel, but who actually killed the babies was my father. He kills the babies.
Okay. So the baby's hanging up. And yes. So how do they hang it up? What do they use? You've got the string on the leg.
Yes.
And then what's it attached to?
No. It's got a screwdriver on the wall.
There's a screwdriver on the wall. Whereabouts on the wall?
It's just like a wall. It's not like the same like this room. The door is actually there. Yeah, that's the kitchen where we actually do that's the usual kitchen where we usually,
So you go in, through the door, where's this screw on the wall?
So it's just like the door, pretend the door is just there, it's another kitchen though.
Yeah.
This is the kitchen that we usually use.
Yeah, so how do I know that's a different kitchen? What's different about this kitchen?
Look, is this a different shape and it looks different.
Whereabouts is this kitchen in?
In our school.
Whereabouts in school?
So it's just like this. The school just this normal kitchen school. The kitchen. Yes, where they make the school dinners.
So, right, the school canteen.
Yes.
Kitchen. Okay, so sitting there. So you go in the door, where's the screw on the wall?
So it's just like there, it's just like this. So here's the door when you come in, and there's this little screwdriver.
It's
not a screwdriver, a screw.
Right, a screw.
Yes, it's in the wall,
right.
But it got a space on,
yeah.
So you have to hang the string on,
yeah.
But you make sure it's secure.
Yeah.
So they put it because Mr. Morris, he works hard, he works with hammers, he works that kind of stuff. Yeah, so he gets the screw in the wall, and then after he hangs it up, he hangs the baby up.
Right, okay.
And Papa and me, they hold, either me or Gabriel hold on to the knife, but he actually kills the baby because he puts his hand on our hand.
Okay.
So then he says to swing and just chop off the baby's head off, but like stop straight away, like so you go like this one and then just leave a bit of space so it's still on the head. But it's just the blood is dripping in the bowl then. That's how we drain out the blood.
Okay, so you do that, blood dripping. Does blood not go like everywhere?
No. We don't make that. We go like this. Like we don't just go like smash like that. We go like this. One like not so speedy.
Yeah.
Just like medium speed. Yeah. So you just go like that fast, like that, and we make sure it's not like blood spilled everywhere because we make sure that everything is clean, as much as clean as they can do it, because they clean after that too.
Okay.
So if this blood is on the floor or something, like that, they wipe it off.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the blood's in the bowl.
Yes, and then we pour it in the silver goblet.
And where do they get the silver goblet from?
I don't know what shop.
No, but I'm wearing.
Yes, it's with the white bowl in the same cupboard.
In the same cupboard,
yes.
This wooden cupboard. And
yes.
That's not in this kitchen with the hanging on the screw, it's in a different kitchen, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they get the bowl from the other kitchen to that kitchen.
Understood. So where are all the people that work in the canteen then when this is happening?
I don't understand.
Well, there's obviously, if it's a kitchen,
yes.
To make, I assume, is it to make all the children's lunches?
Yes, but instead of making those the children lunches, they give baby to the children.
They give baby to the children.
Yes, so they give if they say the spaghetti bolognese that day, they put a bit of baby meat in all the time.
And how do they make baby meat to spaghetti
because
bolognese?
Because they cut the baby. Mrs. Forsyke, yeah. The headmistress, she cuts the baby.
And what about all the bones and that?
Yes, they keep the bones.
Where do they go?
No, I know, but the bones, they keep them. They make stuff out of them.
Where are all these statues?
Yes, because they got carving, like, there's people carving people. They work near Swiss Cottage, somewhere there, that's where they work, in a carving shop. And then there's a man called Felix there, and then he makes statues of churches, he makes that kind of stuff. Like, so he makes...
Sorry. Can you be quiet, please? Just doing an interview. Cheers.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah, no, fine, cheers.
So it's just like they make statues and stuff out of the bones.
Yeah.
Because they got as I said, they got carving people. So they got Felix, they got Max.
Yeah.
Those are the two people who are the best ones at carving.
Yeah.
So our church, we got our own church.
Yeah.
Yes, they make carving of that church, and then they don't just sell it.
Yeah.
They sell it sometimes, but they keep it. The school keeps it sometimes.
Yeah.
But usually they sell it for money, because they want money.
And how do you know all this?
Because I saw they have statues of them.
Okay. So Felix makes statues.
Yes, and the skulls of the babies, you know the skulls?
Yeah.
Yes, they get the skulls, and they make hole. They make a hole with a driller. So they make a hole in, and they... They tie string around,
yeah.
And then they put all around the body, but they're naked, and they got this tattoo on the private with like little piercings.
Okay.
Not like earrings, but like little gold piercings around their private.
Yeah.
And they all dance around with skulls on in the church there.
Okay.
So they have skulls, like the teachers and staff, they got 20 skulls each.
And how do you know they've got 20 each?
Yes, because I counted once. They were like, there's one here, and then there's one here, and there's one on the neck here. Like, it looks like skulls everywhere, on the knees, on the elbows. It looks like armour.
Okay, so if I was to try and find these skulls, where would
yes.
I find them?
Yes, in the church.
Where in the church?
So there's this secret rooms. They've got secret rooms.
Go on, tell me, how do I find the secret rooms?
So when you go in the secret rooms, because they hide it in loads of places. So
would you be able to help me find them, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so but they just hide them anywhere. They just hide it like in one place, then they move to other place, then they move to other place. It's just...
Okay, so I go into the church now.
Yes, and usually they hide it in their houses. Because they have parties in their houses.
Okay.
Because Mr. Hollings, my teacher...
Yes.
He lives in Highgate.
Right.
Yes. You can see his house because his Porsche.
Yeah.
He got Porsche and it's just at the front of his house.
Okay. So, how do you know he keeps them in his house?
Because I went to his house once.
Tell me about his house. What does it look like?
It's big.
Okay, big. We go in the front door. What colour is the front door?
It's just normal black colour. Normal black? Yes.
I go in. I've gone in to Mr. Peter's house, was it? Sorry?
No, Mr. Hollings.
Mr. Hollings, sorry. Gone into Mr. Hollings' house.
Yes.
Through the black door.
Yes, and then there's a corridor.
Tell me about the corridor, first of all.
So there's a corridor, and it's just got like, it's just a little corridor, and there's this little table there, and the shoes there, all his kind of shoes, yes. Right.
Stop there. Sorry, I don't mean to, it's rude of me to interrupt
you,
sorry. So, we've gone into this corridor, you see it's a small corridor,
it's
a table with shoes.
Yes.
So tell me about the table, tell me everything about this table.
This table, it does not have stuff on, it doesn't have just, like, skulls on, it doesn't have...